Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders, and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars. A quick warning, there is some occasional coarse language, so if you are around sensitive ears or are easily offended, move along to another Steel Wars episode. This is not the podcast you are looking for. What character did you like in the film?
Well, like Luke Skywalker was, you know, like when I think of who I ended up aligning myself with all the time, it was Luke Skywalker, even though he used to shit me sometimes because he could be a bit of a sook and not listen to Yoda. Like, I reckon if it was me, you just listen to everything Yoda says, and if you stuff something up, you got one on him. Because I reckon the best thing you could ever have is one on Yoda, isn't it? Like, you go, so you just listen to everything he says, do it all, and then if it doesn't work out, you go, oh, well, you're not as smart as you thought you were, really.
That's amazing.
Rather than argue with him and then go, you know, get all in this drama. So if I was Luke Skywalker, that's what I would have done. Just do what Yoda says. Try and get a couple up on him if you can. You're laughing.
Oh, man, that's such a good theory. A bit, your path to being a Jedi seems a bit more filled with passive aggressiveness, though. So, oh yeah, yeah, you can you lift an X-wing, can you? Yeah, good.
Well, it's better than the sulking, you know, like, well, I really want to do that. You won't let me do that. It's like, okay, do it your way. You're 800 years old or whatever you are.
Well, see, that's why I always say I relate to Luke Skywalker, because I was a little kid. I had two older brothers, so I was always the one going, "Why is that light flashing? Why is that doing that?" And then when Han Solo would like sort of shoot him down, it's like, it's fair enough, man. Why is it? I'd want to know why that light was flashing. So I find it funny that you like Luke Skywalker, but you added in with just like a bit of a sook though. Yeah. Like, that's me.
The other one is the Darth Vader, the young Darth Vader character.
Anakin Skywalker?
Yeah.
Hayden Christensen?
Yeah. He annoyed me too. It was like the dark side just turned him into an instant whinging sook, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Just like the more the dark side came in, the more he whined and, you know.
Yeah, it's like his betrayal is very controversial. He did whine a lot. Like, he didn't have that, you know, like, have you seen that film Cruel Intentions? Like, you know, like Ryan Philippe. And he's evil, but he's a lot more sneaky and underhanded and selfish sort of thing. Like,
yeah, well, that's what you want to see in a young Darth Vader. You want to see something that's ominous, not something that's whiny. And it's just like, oh, so really Darth Vader is just a whingy, whiny, you know what I mean? Like,
he's got grounded too often.
Yeah, you know, yeah, that's right. Yeah. And that, it's sort of, you know, like a, I reckon he could have been tougher, a little bit just tough, just suck it up for once. And look at,
what about Kylo Ren?
Yeah, he still annoyed me too. Like, not just as a human being, you know, like not that he is a human being, but, you know, like,
he's a human being.
He was hissy fitting and that as well. And he killed his dad, you know what I mean? Like, it's like he's on the ice or something. You know what I mean? Like, you see, you never know what he's going to do. You know, he's out of control.
He's on the dark side.
He's on the
good stuff. I remember when we were little, we used to like love Porkins.
Yeah, is it Stay on Target? Stay on Target, is it? Well,
that's a different dude, but then Porkins was just his. I remember Stay on Target, we used to say that all the time to each other.
Porkins was the commander in that mission or something, wasn't he?
Oh, he wasn't a commander, but he was just always there with his cheeks bubbling up and down. But I remember Stay on Target, that was a big quote about the house.
Yeah.
For no reason.
And we liked Greedo for some reason too. Maybe you had the figurine or something and you used to figure into like your little, you know, scenarios that you used to have, you know, your little battles on the coffee table or whatever. But I remember Greedo was always right in the mix of it.
He was in E.T. as well, so that was good.
And Snaggletooth.
Snaggletooth was in E.T. What's your favorite scene that you remember happening in Star Wars?
My friend. He doesn't like you.
Oh, yes. You used to do that to me all the time and it would freak me out. I was like, no, like me.
That's a pretty good scene.
That is the best. Does that remind you of sneaking into bars when you're underage? Oh, my friend, he doesn't like you. That is so good.
I don't like you either.
I'll be careful.
You'll be dead.
To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.